Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for sticking with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That's where you want to get in touch with the program. Still to come, State Senator Greg Albritton in the next hour, and we're winding down with Dell Jackson, WVNN. Joining us now on the line. Very busy time for him, just like our last guest, but very, very excited to hear from him. I've been very kind to this show whenever we've asked him to come on. Congressman Mo Brooks, Alabama's 5th Congressional District, joining us now, running for United States Senate. Congressman, good morning. How's it going?
Seems to be going very, very well. How about with yourself?
I was busy, as you might imagine, but probably not as busy as you are right now. Hell of a ride here. You know, you start out as the prohibitive favorite, and then things tighten, and then next thing you know, it's you find yourself in a deficit, and now here you are nipping at the leader's heels. Talk about that. Have you ever been in anything like this statewide election?
Well, no, I haven't, but every campaign is unique. This one might be more unique than many. It's been like a wild roller coaster ride. One of those Six Flags things that gets you all upside down and inside out, and you're kind of happy to get off when you're finished.
Well, and you got the momentum. Well, tell us, how do you, I mean, it's always, you know, you want to say you're going to do well, but how do you feel about tomorrow?
I would say that our chances of making a runoff are excellent. That's what the polling data suggests. But who knows how accurate these polls are? So there's a certain degree of uncertainty with any kind of prognostication. Certainly, anecdotally, going around the state, there seems to be a lot of excitement. And that typically means good things. I think the public slowly but surely is figuring out that I really am the only MAGA candidate in this race, the only conservative in this race. Certainly mine being a member of the House Freedom Caucus helps. And today with Ted Cruz coming into Alabama, endorsing me, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, that helps reconfirm that I'm the conservative running. And then you've got Rand Paul, who's doing a tele-town hall for us tonight. That helps. At the same time, you've got the NRA sending out their endorsements of my candidacy. Alabama Citizens for Life has done the same thing. Freedom Works, which is liberty and freedom-based, they're doing the same thing. The endorsements are coming in from just about every conceivable conservative group that could endorse you. I wish they'd include a lot of money with those endorsements, but we conservatives tend to be the frugal bunch. But it's all coming together very well, and we'll find out what the public thinks tomorrow.
Where are you hit? I guess you have Ted Cruz coming into town today, and then where do you go? I mean, like, tell us about these closing stages. This is your third statewide campaign. How do the next 24 hours look for you?
Well, we have left no corner of the state untouched. Today, what we're focusing on is communication through folks like yourself or a radio talk show host. I'm also texting just as many people as I can that are on my cell phone, probably in the hundreds. That takes a while. Just letting them know, hey, if you want to come to our Ted Cruz event, great. 12:30, Huntsville Airport, this is how you do it. If you want to participate in the Rand Paul Telephone Town Hall, go to mobrooks.com and just RSVP, and there'll be a phone number and then the PIN number to participate in our Telephone Town Hall with Senator Rand Paul out of Kentucky. So predominantly, I'm staying around my home here in Huntsville, Alabama today, doing things that I can do electronically or over the phone. And tomorrow will be a very similar day. This is all going to come down to people turning out to vote. And that's very encouraging on the one hand, because conservatives, we vote. We care about the future of our country. And so that makes it a little bit easier for me to motivate people and for people who support Mo Brooks to go vote. I am a little bit distressed in one contact, it looks like Katie Britt has made a play for the Democrat vote. She wants to be the Democrat nominee for the United States Senate. And we are getting access to certain text messages or emails from Democrat elements in which they're encouraging Democrats to try to select the Republican nominee. I'm not real fond of that. I think under the First Amendment Freedom of Association Clause, we ought to have the right to select our own nominee to the exclusion of people who are not Republicans. We are, after all, a political party, a movement. But nonetheless, the law permits what Katie Britt is doing, soliciting Democrat votes, and we'll see if it pays off.
Joined by Congressman Mo Brooks here on the program, 5th Congressional District, running for United States Senate. The attack ads, you knew they were coming. You knew they were going to ding you, and a lot of it probably unfair because of your comments during the 2015-2016 Republican presidential primary about Donald Trump, and you've had to explain that. I think you made it
clear. Let me touch on that just for a moment.
All right.
Jeff, you probably remember when Donald Trump said that Ted Cruz's father participated in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Do you remember that?
Right, I do.
Did you believe it?
No, it seemed far-fetched.
Yeah, sure did, okay? So think about it, folks. I'm Ted Cruz, the state chairman, and Donald Trump makes those kind of statements. Of course I'm going to say that you can't believe everything he says, okay? He has a way of saying things that are kind of far out there that have no factual basis, and he's got a reasoning behind it. But at the same time, every now and then you have to call him out when he goes a little bit too far-fetched. And asserting that Ted Cruz's father engaged in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, I mean, you just can't believe everything he says. That's an example.
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump for a moment. Since you brought him up, one of the controversies out there, I guess, first appeared on APR's website. I'm a political reporter. But a mailer appears to have been sent out touting your endorsement from Donald Trump, which had since been rescinded. But a lot of people are saying, hey, well, what is this piece of mail that has landed in my mailbox? Why are you fundraising or running or whatever it may be off an endorsement that's no longer applicable here? And Donald Trump posted on his social media, Truth Social, yesterday about it. But kind of give us your what you think is going on there.
That fundraising letter was approved in March, back March 7th and 8th. And our vendor tells us that it was all taken care of about or before Donald Trump rescinded his endorsement. Now, I don't know what happened after that. I don't know if something happened at the post office where they just set the bag aside. But it was a fundraising letter. It's not a get-out-the-vote brochure. It's not a vote for Mo Brooks brochure. It's a small sampling to somebody's fundraising list. So it's not very big, and I don't understand why the old envelopes were used. I don't understand why the delay. I'm not too happy with it apparently appearing in some people's mailboxes recently. Not at all happy with that. I don't know how prevalent that problem is. But sometimes when you hire these vendors and you rely on the post office, things just go squirrely, either with the post office or with the vendors. And don't forget the possibility that the Mitch McConnell, Katie Britt crowd have tried to exaggerate it into something it is not.
Well, and Donald Trump has since responded, but you feel like it was maybe at worst an error or something that something.
Well, yeah, it's an error. It's an error with the post office, or it's an error with the vendor, or perhaps some other kind of error. All I know is from our records that particular fundraising letter was approved for sending out in early March. That's weeks before Donald Trump changed his mind in this election. I should emphasize he's not endorsed anybody else either. And I hope it stays that way. I'd like to see the people of Alabama decide based on the merits of the public policy positions that the various candidates hold. And we'll see how that plays out. But it's just the fact that Katie Britt's team waited until 3 days before the election to get it published through one of its surrogates That gives you an idea as to the dirty politics where they saw a potential advantage distorted into something it was not. And it's just one of those things that happens in campaigns.
Congressman, talk about this. Now, you've gotten a lot of national media attention here for this, but getting caught up in this race, you know, like you said, it's been a roller coaster ride, but suddenly a lot of people around the country, particularly inside the Beltway, are noticing your rise, defying gravity, despite having lost that Trump endorsement. And here you are today where you are, the surge. Do you feel it on the ground? Do you sense it on the ground? And do you, you know, what do you think is going on there?
We see it in the polls, and we feel it on the ground. And there are probably a couple of things that are contributing to this in a major way. Voters are slowly but surely figuring out that I am the real deal. I'm the only conservative in this race that you can trust. They're also figuring out that if you want a John McCain Republican, that Mike Durant is your choice. If you want an open borders, cheap foreign labor, special interest group, Mitch McConnell establishment type of candidate, and there are Republicans that prefer that style, well, then Katie Britt is your choice. But Mo Brooks, I am the only conservative in this race. I'm the MAGA candidate. I'm the member of the House Freedom Caucus that you can depend on to fight. So that, all that perception, that understanding by the voters is playing a big part in that. And then a second thing that's playing a really big part is I'm the only one who's held public office. None of the other candidates have so much as held the position of an elected dog catcher. And so with Mo Brooks, you can depend on my being a conservative because you can look at my record, and it's a conservative voting record. With all these others who are pretending to be conservatives right now, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. It's a crapshoot. It's a roll of the dice. It's a gamble. And a lot of voters don't want to gamble at this critical juncture in America's history. And I'll give you an example. Mike Durant is attacking Katie Britt for being pro-abortion, and she's certainly got some baggage that's pro-abortion in her background. And Mike Durant's team has found it, and they're hitting Katie Britt with television advertising, emphasizing Katie Britt's pro-abortion past. In turn, Katie Britt is attacking Mike Durant, asserting that he does not support the Second Amendment right to bear arms, okay? There's no way for us to know what the true facts are with respect to these attacks against Mike Durant and Katie Britt as they go after each other, because neither of them has a track record that would show how, in fact, they would vote when the heat's on in the kitchen, when the special interest groups are trying to intimidate you or sweet-talk you into casting bad votes. And the voters are figuring out that there's a significant amount of risk associated with both Mike Durant and Katie Britt versus my reliable record, and they're flocking in our direction because most conservatives in Alabama want a conservative, and I'm their choice.
Congressman, just a minute and a half or so here remaining. If there, we have a few undecided voters, and they show up and they communicate with the program. But can I make a last minute pitch here? If you're undecided or you're leaning one way or another, but you want to woo those voters to your camp, give us a closing argument.
Well, sure. I'm going to fold it into what's happening today. Ted Cruz is coming into the state of Alabama to endorse me publicly. And so if you like Ted Cruz, if you share his fighting spirit, you share his conservative values, that's another ratification that Mo Brooks is the conservative candidate in this race. At the same time, Rand Paul is doing a telephone town hall. If you want to participate, go to mobrooks.com and just RSVP, that's mobrooks.com, and you can participate in Rand Paul's teletown hall tonight. Now, keep in mind, Rand Paul is a very strong liberty and freedom-based United States senator, and he's trying to communicate to the people of the state of Alabama that if you believe in liberty, you believe in freedom, then Mo Brooks is your candidate. So I hope that will help persuade a good number of our Republican primary voters that I'm their choice.
And Congressman, if folks want to find out more about your campaign or you know, they want to check you out, tell them where they can look.
Same website, mobrooks.com, and please, everybody, Americans have fought and died so that you have the right to help guide your country's destiny. Tomorrow is the day. I don't know if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, moderate, or conservative, but please vote.
Guys, be good luck tomorrow. I suspect we'll be talking again soon.
My pleasure, Jeff. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Congressman Mo Brooks there on the line. Like I said, he's nipping at the heels. His statistical tie, according to the latest Signal poll, with Katie Britt for the lead. Certainly as a very, very Lazarus type moment there for Bo Brooks. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
The Cadillac Cat, he said something just glitter and shine.